Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What's in Bud's bag?
We are here at Seven Locks Brewing in Rockville, Maryland. Suburbs says 2022, peoples.
Yeah.
One thing I want to mention here, we absolutely love the hospitality of Seven Locks Brewing. They've been wonderful people, and I just wonder what the people who are regular patrons of this place are thinking right now
as
they walk in and like...
What is happening?
Yeah. Like really, really potent beer that they're drinking now that hallucinating. This is happening, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And on today's episode, today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we have Bud Verge.
Hey, everyone. How are you today?
He's our Bud first Verge. Fan. Bud is the OG fan of this podcast.
Am I fan number one?
I think my
membership card is number one.
Number one.
I will tell everybody that I did travel the least amount of different distance to come to Suburbs Fest.
But it took you an hour.
Yeah, it did. It was only 3 miles, but it took an hour, thanks to D.C. traffic.
Good point.
Everyone staying in the hotel in Silver Spring is in my stomping grounds from when we first moved down here all the way back in the early 90s.
That's right.
Silver Spring is now sprung.
Surprising amount of record stores just in the area, though.
There are a bunch. I heard some people went to some today. There was even one where somebody had records on the floor.
Yes.
I've never been to that one, except I know them all by name.
And they know you.
Yeah. Hey, you ever see that bit on YouTube where, like, folks go to Amoeba Records and they make this YouTube video?
Is this the topic?
We're into it now.
Okay, all right.
Set my timer.
10-minute timer.
It's called What's in My Bag?
And I don't think so.
You never seen that?
I have seen it. It's
like
fantastic.
Some famous records. People go in there and they buy records. And they say, hey, what's in your bag?
Like,
what'd you buy today?
Okay.
I just saw one with Matt Berry.
Oh, sweet.
It was so good.
I bet that was good.
Because he was funny and he had like these really crazy eclectic tastes, you know.
Nice.
So it was wonderful. Yeah.
So you may be aware that I turned the bottom level of my house into a record room and the records have grown like gremlins over the year because I think I got them wet and I fed them after midnight and all the things you're not supposed to do to records. But somehow I think it's just because I keep paying for them. They keep coming into the house. So when you keep bringing in so many records, you get some dupes. So... today, I brought a bunch of my dupes to, like, give away to anybody that wants records today.
All right.
So here is, like, the unveiling of, like, what's in Bud's bag.
I love this trend.
There should be, like, a theme to this. Like, what's in Bud's bag?
So Mike Wagner, write some music really quick for this. We need theme music for what's in
the
Bud's
guitar?
Bag. Yeah.
This is a good test of who's listening, I think.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
So I just grabbed a whole bunch from today, threw them in a bag, brought the bag, and... let's see what's in it.
All right. What's in Bud's bag?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. We have a lot.
Now,
these are all dupes. These are all things you...
Yeah, I have these already.
Two copies. Wow.
I'm weird. I buy these bulk boxes of records from this store in D.C., and I get like 100 records for like $20. And sometimes there's some good stuff in there, and sometimes some interesting stuff that I give to Patrick. But here's some of the stuff that I've got.
I do dumb things where like I buy a single record that I already own because I forgot that I owned it. Like, that
so
happens.
This is what's in Bud's bag. The whole Burbank catalog, which I believe is a Lost Leaders record from the 70s.
I collect those.
When you used to, like, send in a coupon and $3 and you get a record of, like, compilation artists from Warner Brothers Records in the early 70s.
Yep. Great stuff.
These are in no particular order, by the way.
Okay.
By the way, it says on the front of this album, much of the world is sometimes covered by darkness.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All these are up for grabs for whoever wants them. Feel free to come up when we're all done or I'll leave them on a table next to us. The next is a Linda Ronstadt retrospective. I mean, everybody loves the Queen of Rock and Roll. And this one is still sealed. So.
Double set, man. You got four sides.
Yeah. So all your favorite. I know Bill Mulligan loves this one. If he's with us today.
Yep.
He would certainly love that one.
Is there
one.
Some question about Bill Mulligan? Has he passed?
No.
He's still with us.
He's taking a nap.
Okay, all right.
Aretha,
nice.
Lady Soul, classic soul music from the late 60s after Aretha went down to, she go down to Fame Recording Studios?
Yep, that's right.
Muscle Shoals.
Got some soul, played with the Swampers, came back to New York.
On the Atlantic label.
Didn't have a great career when she first started out until
on
she
Columbia,
went to
right.
That's right.
Until she went to down south, she got a little bit of taste of that and then made some fantastic records.
Baby,
This is a song we had. This is what we had in our house growing up. My mom loved Paul McCartney and the Beatles.
Wings. He had another band?
It's even got the hype sticker on it.
Nice.
But and it's got the trippy on the back, like faces and everything.
I like that hype sticker.
What's the big single on Wings at the Speed of Sound?
Oh, two of them. Either Let 'Em In.
Let 'Em In.
Or Silly Love Songs.
Oh, let's definitely go with Let 'Em In.
That's what I think, too.
Classic Wings.
I don't mind Silly Love Songs, but Let 'Em In. It's a better song, Those are two songs, by the way, are the lead off of each side.
Dolly.
So I've got a pretty rounded list of music that I like, and I really when I watched the, thanks to Nick Chalera, I watched that thing on WETA a couple of years ago about the history of country music.
Loved it.
And it really went in depth in like all the different types of country and Western, both types of music, by the way.
Yes.
I really gave an appreciation for Dolly, who had quite a big career before she was like 9 to 5 and like that late 70s kind of like multi-icon that she was. So, got her start with Porter Wagoner on the Porter Wagoner Show. So all sorts of great songs on here, including Mule Skinner Blues. Not on here, probably Jolene. So this must be from time before Jolene. In the Ghetto, a Stevie Wonder cover,
wow.
I believe.
Yeah.
So, Best of Dolly Parton. That's up
Can't
for grabs
beat that.
As well.
Dolly at her best.
1970 was this record, this release. Okay.
Ooh, George
Another
Benson.
big trend in the early 70s was a lot of jazz musicians doing modern pop music.
Mm-hmm.
So George Benson, who had a huge hit like in the late 70s with Breezin', kind of like the yacht rock song, also had a big career before then, just playing jazz. So here's the other side of Abbey Road, which got a nice instrumental versions of all your Abbey Road favorites, including Come Together, Oh Darling, which just got performed live for the first time ever a couple weeks ago, Octopus's Garden, Golden Slumbers, on A&M Records after Albert and Moss. So
Gatefold,
people were talking Gatefold here.
Yeah.
So very nice.
I can confirm that on the other side of Abbey Road is Puppy Land. It's right here.
What's the name of it?
Puppy Land.
Yes. Yeah. Obviously not taken on Abbey Road.
No, that's right. It's the other side.
You want to talk about an epic icon from the 1980s?
Put some hands together for you, Lewis, in the news.
This
ladies
is just bangers from top to bottom.
It is, man.
You asked what someone's favorite video was prior.
I mean,
these guys were great at making videos. They did not take themselves seriously at all. And you know what? Huey Lewis may not be your favorite band, but there's nobody that hates Huey Lewis.
I agree with that.
Like, you may not crank it up, but you're going to bop your head a little bit. I mean, even the most jaded of music fans in this room are like, you know what? Their songs aren't that bad. So,
I think
you got to have this in your collection.
I think they also always understood what they were, which I think is a key
Great
thing,
point.
Too. Right?
Yeah.
Anybody?
I don't know how much.
Huey Lewis? Do we like the Huey Lewis? A smattering of applause. All right.
I don't know how deep you are into soul, but I've gotten into some deep soul over the last couple months. And this one is Terry Collier. I don't know much about him, but It's an interesting kind of soul sound from the mid to late 70s. It's really not horn-based. It's a little bit more guitar-based. Mm-hmm. Excellent record. It's gotten fantastic reviews. Paid a little too much for this one, but it's up for grabs. I had two of them, so.
Nice.
There it is.
Features Minnie Riperton on the back, looks like.
Oh, is that right?
Minnie Riperton.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Man, look at that hair. That glorious hair. Commodores. Natural high.
That's the best kind, the natural
high.
Yes,
there is. Yes, there is. There's no better high than a natural high. But yeah, great songs on this one, which you might know is not once, not twice, but three times a lady. Other great X-rated movie, Fire Girl. Such a woman. Say yeah. But fantastic with the good old Lionel Richie before he became an MTV.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah. And you know, I kind of like the way Commodores on a lot of their albums, they had that sort of that theme with their logo. You know, they'd put it in different positions right. And make different designs out of it, kind of like Boston.
Mm-hmm. Did everybody hear about Ramsey Lewis passing away in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Yes.
That looks real good.
Soul icon, Cadet Records. This is probably early 60s, 63, 64, 65. It's got the look of love, respect. I Was Made to Love Her, Alfie. Great piano jazz, three-piece.
Right.
Yeah, that's this is beautiful. Called,
Ramsey Lewis had a great three-piece band back in the day that
yep.
Two of the guys were, I think, Holt and Strutt that did the, what's it, Soulful Strut, I think.
Soulful Strut, yeah.
Which is also known as Am I the Same Girl?
Yes.
Oh, I had to make sure there was a record in this one. It's pressed on the thinnest vinyl ever. Oh, we're out of time.
We're out of time. We got three more. So, this gives really well.
You know,
we got
Aretha Franklin, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You. Another fantastic soul record. If you're a big fan of the Burt Bacharach, Hal David years, the Dionne Warwick story.
It's good stuff.
Double album, fantastic vocals. And the last one is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Wake up, everybody.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's a good one.
Some quality
song
stuff
that was covered by
right
the Roots
here,
a couple
man.
Years ago. So this all is, these are up for grabs. Just come on up, grab some.
Thank you, Bud.
So this is What's in Bud's Bag.
What's in Bud's Bag.
Yeah. This is going to be a strange question, but do you want a piece of vinyl as a prize?
Oh, I'd love it. Yeah, what do you got to trade? I'd love a trade.
Well, we've got a copy of Nebraska.
No, these are not any that I gave you, is it?
No, they're not. Rhymes and Reasons by Carole King and Chad, which we don't know what it is.
You know what album came out today, like 1982 or 81?
Nebraska?
Or 80? Nebraska.
Is that right? Today?
On this day,
wow.
Today, Nebraska is an anniversary.
Well, these are all duplicate copies from my collection.
Hey, let's trade dupes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go Nebraska.
Okay, you got it.
And I'm not even a Bruce guy.
There it is.
There
that's
you go.
Sweet.
Thanks
okay.
so much.
That's a great record.
That's a great one, though. Okay.
Thank you, Bud.
Random question. Pick a number between 1 and 20.
Number 1.
Number 1. Bud goes with number 1. All right. Here you go. Oh. All right. Here we go. Your question, Bud Verge, is, do you know the way to San Jose?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da-da. Yeah. Isn't it in Northern California? You go to LA and bang a right.
Close enough.
All right,
close
we'll
enough
get there.
Probably want
yeah,
to go
we'll
to San Francisco and go left. Might be a little bit easier way. But
probably,
yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Fantastic. Excellent.
All right. Thank you,
Bud. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for organizing this. I'm having a great weekend. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We have somebody for tomorrow. All right. Here we go. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick
and
Foster.
You're going to want to tune in tomorrow.
Dolly at her best.